Europe to deliver the best solution for energy independence and security of supply for the Czech Republic and for Europe. And we believe, because it is in our DNA as a designer, owner, and operator of nuclear power plants, we have more than 60 nuclear plants being operated today. We believe that as a European company, we have a responsibility in Europe to provide a solution to support countries such as the Czech Republic wishing to enter into a new phase of nuclear independence. And this is exactly what we are wishing to provide Elektrana Dukovany II with. We are providing an independent technology, so full European technology, the EPR 1200. We are providing also a European supply chain, so of course a French supply chain, but we are also working with the Czech supply chain already on our project. We are working with Škoda GS, which is the biggest company I can name. They are already working on the EPR. But as a European partner, we will strengthen the European industrial basis around the project, of course involving, and I will come back to that, Czech companies, of course, in delivering the project. A key other aspect, of course, we are offering a secure access to equipment and fuel supply. And as you know, our subsidiary Framatome is already very active in this field with CEZ. And last but not least, we are there for at least 60 years if we are selected. So we are offering a long-term partnership, not just the selling of a reactor, but a story for the whole lifetime of the plant and even beyond. So coming back to the nuclear renaissance, because it was the introduction of this morning. In fact, we are the testimony of waking up of nuclear, if I can say, in Europe. At first in our country, in France, we have confirmed 6 EPR units. Our president, Emmanuel Macron, confirmed that last year. We are also envisaging additional 8 units, so going up to 14 EPR in France. And we are active in many other countries. But I would like to say today, and I'm not saying that because I'm in the Czech Republic, the Czech program is very specific to us. It's the only program today in Europe that is organized and going through official and competitive tendering process, which is quite unique. Because we can see many other ways of discussing nuclear today in other countries, but we are very committed to this process, and we are very confident into this process because it is fair, it is transparent, it is very well organized. We have been, I like to say, running a marathon for 3 years now, since the first meeting with CEZ in 2020. We are almost at the last step of this first phase. And we are committed with all our partners on the French side, but we are also very committed to deliver a solution that will support human capacity building, investment in the country, because we will not come and sell a reactor and then bring everything from France. It doesn't exist. So we will rely on the Czech industry, the Czech people, the Czech workers. And, of course, we need to do that not alone. The supplier cannot solve all the issues. We need to provide solution to the owner, so CEZ, and we are fully ready to offer all the solutions we are already experimenting on our own programs. So coming back to what we are offering with the EPR 1200 process, here, so we have put together a team. You can see it on the slide. This is on the top of the slide. It is a French team, if I can say. So EDF with its major partners. And of course, as I said, we will do and we will deliver the project together with the support of all the Czech industry. So we are actively engaged with a different alliance that you can see on the slide. I may forget someone, so I will not name them, but we are, of course, in discussion with all these alliance, and we are already discussing potential scope of supplies with Czech companies. We have identified more than 200 companies, and we have defined a process to progressively include Czech companies into the industrial model of the EPR 1200. This is a proven model because we have done that in the UK. You may know that we are building two EPR at Hinkley Point C, and that 64% of the project is delivered by local companies. So this is obviously the objective and the target we want to achieve in the Czech Republic. On this page, you can see basically a preliminary division of supply and work with a lot of Czech companies you probably know. So now we have entered into kind of a pre-qualification process. The objective, of course, is to enter into more detailed discussion should EDF be selected as preferred bidder. As of today, we are a candidate. All these companies are not exclusive to EDF. They are working with and discussing with all the bidders, which is completely understandable at this stage of the process. But on our side, we are preparing and anticipating the future because it takes 2 to 3 to 4 years, depending on the country, to set up the right delivery model. So it's not something we can do overnight. The day we are selected, we cannot start from scratch, so we need to anticipate it, to anticipate that. We need to identify the companies that can be qualified and the companies that may need to be supported to be qualified as a provider of the EPR technology. We are talking about nuclear. It's a very complex matter. There are stringent regulation, safety standards to be fulfilled. And so as a responsible company, we have a duty to qualify and make sure the companies are trained to deliver our technology. So if I come to the theme of the conference, economic and social benefits. So I mentioned Hinkley Point C in the UK as a good example. In the past, we had also experience of transferring knowledge and skills to other countries. The Chinese and the French, they worked very closely together more than 40 years ago to support the launch of the Chinese nuclear program. We also supported South Africa to launch its own nuclear program, and we localized the equipment and the delivery of the project. The UK is the best example of today because we are working at HPC, and we are also engaged into a new project, which is Sizewell C, where we will replicate the same scheme, and we will deliver even more products and equipment and services from the UK-based company. So we see four pillars for the success of a nuclear project in the country. The right level of localization, so as I said, anticipation in the qualification of company and involvement of this company in the project. Offering also opportunities to this company on other projects abroad, because this is a way, a learning curve. You go abroad with your partner, you learn, and then you repeat in your own project. And you can create cross synergies between projects, and this is exactly what we do. We want to qualify companies that can work either for the French program or for the Czech program. And again, Skoda, but there is also ZAT, INC, and Ergo, these companies, they are already working with French EDF or Framatome, and so they are getting used to work in the EPR environment. Of course, education and training is the backbone of everything. If you cannot start and anticipate your the people you need, the qualification very well ahead, you won't have the necessary and adequate resources at the right time. As EDF, we have the experience to work with education and training association or entities, but we need to do that in consultation with the owner and with the state. We cannot, as a vendor, come and say, you have to do this way. We can support you and we can offer good example, proven approaches, but this is something we want to do in collaboration. And last but not least, of course, the region will be key to support the value creation because the site will probably need more than 5,000 people at peak of construction. So you need to have these people on site. You need to have houses and schools and training facilities to host these people. And so we can contribute to do so. We have also a very good experience in the UK. And we believe that these four pillars, they can create direct and indirect impact on the socio-economic landscape. We made a study. We support a study, economic study, that was published last week with a CETA company. And we basically asked them to analyze the impact of Dukovany 5 on the country and on the region. Of course, the results of the study, so they can you can access the study, it is public. It shows that for every Czech krone invest, you have a total benefit for the Czech economy of 3.27. So you can see the huge impact beyond the project itself, the significant economic value of the nuclear plants beyond the value created by the plant itself. So, of course, the construction, the equipment, they will create a benefit for the companies, but it would it will create a multiplier effect also on other indirect economy jobs and opportunities for the region and for the country. You can show on this slide. So we ask CETA to provide a simulation based on public number published regarding the total cost of the project. It is, I want to specify, public figures, the first line, investment estimate. This is what was published by the Czech state. And we wanted to show how it increased in terms of impact for the country should the country decide to engage into a fleet. And of course, at EDF, we strongly recommend and we encourage decision to go for more than one unit because first, industrially, it has a major impact on the construction of the project, and we know by experience that it is better to build twin units, so by pair. But you can also see that the impact on the economic, socio-economic value is huge on the fleet approach. So these numbers are computed by CETA. They run analysis and we supported that. Of course, it's not an EDF study. It has been performed by this economic organization. But it is it was very important for us to support the awareness of the socioeconomic impact of the nuclear program. So what we commit as a supplier and today as a candidate is to unlock a maximum value and long-term engagement with the Czech industry. And as I said, we have a proven approach. We know exactly what works in terms of engaging with the local supply chain, training, and offering opportunities of education, training, qualification. So this is what we are doing. And of course, we will accelerate significantly should EDF be selected in the coming months. A last word, because I see some students, I think, in the room. We are also very committed to partner with universities and educational organizations. So we have announced together with the French Embassy in Prague the creation of the Czech-French Nuclear Academy at the beginning of the month. So what it is, obviously our objective is to foster cooperation between our two countries, because if we have to work together for the next 60 to 100 years, we need to create bonds and collaboration on the long terms between Czech universities and French universities, but also between technical schools. For example, there are a technical school in Třebíč, and we would like to set up with the French Ministry of Education cooperation with similar school in France, because we believe that exchanging and providing our experience in that field, it could be beneficial to the training of the next generation that will deliver probably Duke of Anifi and the next plants to come. So this is a start of this academic cooperation, and we do hope that we will have the opportunities again once we will be selected, and I hope we will be selected to enter into more detailed approach in that field. So as a conclusion, I think it was clear in my speech, but I want to reaffirm that EDF is truly committed to this process. We are already demonstrating that not only with presentations and words and good communication. We are active in the field. We are active with the suppliers. We are active with the students. And I will be very happy to discuss with some of you if you have some questions at the end of the conference. Thank you for your attention.
Also moderator. So thank you for your speech, and now it's time for your question. Do you have any question?
Good morning, everyone. Zuzana Petrovicova, European Commission. I have a question for Sarah. I saw that in the presentation that this is the EPR 1200, which if I'm not wrong, it doesn't exist anywhere. So EDF is very experienced with the EPR2 model, which will be built in France. The previous version is in China, in Hinkley Point, all the ones that you mentioned. I'm assuming that the reasoning behind this is the grid in Czechia, in Dukovany, has 1,200 megawatt reactors. What I would be interested to know is, how do you then overcome, again, the growing pains of a first of a kind, to not fall into all of the difficulties that have been there before at Flamanville, at Olkiluoto, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So first of all, yes, I want to clarify that CEZ was very specific on the power output of the technology they want for the site, because of site constraints and cooling capacity. But the EPR 1200 is not a first of a kind. It is right that this model is not being operated today, so you're right, but this is an EPR. So basically, we haven't changed anything except that we have reduced power output. So what does it mean? It means that you replicate your technology and you adapt some elements of the plant that need to be adapted when you lower down the power. So this is an EPR. All the major equipment, they are the same. So I didn't touch upon the very technical aspect of that, but you have the same steam generators, for example. You have the same pressurizer. The safety approach is the EPR safety approach. We are in the EPR technology family, if I can say. So no, I mean, you cannot qualify it as a first of a kind. It would not be kind to our technology, which is being operated in Finland now. It's very close to operation in France. It's being operated in China, in Taishan. So, I mean, we are confident that we will not have difficulty with this model. And you mentioned Flamanville. So yes, we had difficulty in Flamanville, but we learned from these difficulties. And I think that you cannot find any project in the world that didn't have difficulties in over the last decades, because construction were stopped for a long time in the world. I mean, we've seen a decrease in construction, except in China and in Russia for a period. But now there is a restart of interest in nuclear. So on the EDF side, we've learned in Flamanville, and now we are getting better in HPC. And the motto of EDF is learn, build, and repeat. And this is exactly why we need to build more plants, not only EDF, but we need to engage into more projects. And that's why if the Czech Republic keep on one unit, we believe that it will not be a good opportunity to learn and repeat and grow the nuclear capacity as a whole. So we are very confident that we will be able to deliver this project.
Thank you. Any question?
Vojtěch Petráček, rector Czech Technical University. You just mentioned that that the reduced power of the reactor is necessary for Dukovany, but the rest of equipment, turbine and so on, will be the same as for the reactor with 1,500. Would not that be too expensive? You have something what is built for larger power, and you just are using it with the smaller power of the reactor?
So no, the turbine is also adapted, and it's the GE steam power turbine, so the Arabelle turbine. It's a proven model. It's the mid-size model of the turbine, so the Arabelle 1000. It is one of the most famous turbine in the world. The GE turbine, they are equipping more than 50% of the nuclear plants worldwide, so it's a proven technology. And so no, we are not using large equipment for reduced power. It's all sized for 1,200 megawatts.
Thank you. Any question? Yeah.
Thank you. My name is Lubomir Lizal. This is just a remark. We have seen the economic effect that has been presented as GDP increase, or what you have presented were the based on the transactions multipliers. I think I would like to basically put it in some context. Maybe I'll spend a couple minutes in my afternoon presentation that actually some of the effects, especially on the GDP, has been sort of overestimated since the multipliers are not that big. Nevertheless, I can show that some of the effects are positive on the GDP, but it should be done properly, and we shouldn't use the wrong arguments since it can be used against the building nuclear power, that is going to be expensive, and the studies are incorrect in certain aspects, so we should be cautious about that. That's just a remark.
We are very excited about the plans of EDF and State of France as our partner of the Czech Republic. We need it very much because of this Energiewende crazy in Germany, which is closing reactors and going to the future, which is very dark. I'm wondering if I'm looking to plans of EDF to build 6 new reactors in France, 8 other are in consideration because of the replacement older one. You will build Sizewell C. You finished, after some delay, the Finnish nuclear factory. And probably we are looking at the map of Europe in the stage of to build another 50 new reactors in Europe. Are you so ambitious to build half of them? And the problem of the Czech Republic, and Mr. Rector knows very well, that we have not enough technical educated people. If we are building 2 twins, hopefully, the biggest problem will be qualified people. And this is, for the winner of the tender, probably the biggest challenge. Thank you.
So you're right. There is the competence and skills topic will not be only the problem of the challenge of the Czech Republic. It will be the challenge of Europe for the next decades, because you're right, we have ambition in France. We have also ambition in other markets. We know that all the schedules will not probably be reached in all countries. So basically, we see we are defining our strategy in between now and 2050, and we know that we will have to build the right competencies also within EDF to tackle this challenge. But what we want to pass as a message is that this is a collective responsibility. As I said at the beginning, we will not be able to solve this problem for the Czech Republic. We will have to work, but not together in France, to increase the competencies, to work with our government, with our institutions. You will have to do the same. But collectively, we believe that as an European company, if you have a shortage of resources in the Czech Republic or of technicians, it will be easy for us to support and to bring competencies and experts that will be able to support a potential shortage first. And the second thing I would like to say is that because we have ambitions also in France, we know exactly all the steps we have to overcome. And we know at EDF that we will have to hire more than 10,000 people per year in the coming years to address our programs. So we have a clear roadmap for that at EDF level, but we are not the only one. I mean, the French industry is the number the third industry in France, more than 200,000 people working in the nuclear field. So EDF and the French industry, they will commit to develop their own resources, and we can have a proven approach to that, and we can support Czech organizations to do the same. But in fact, there is a challenge, and it's a global challenge for competencies and skills.
I am impressed by all the EPR you are preparing around the world. You didn't mention too much UK. The Sizewell B, you are looking for to start the construction soon, and it will be EPR or EPR2?
You mean Sizewell C?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be an EPR. It will be the replication of Hinkley Point C. Exactly the same plants, because of the fleet effect I was mentioning before. We replicate exactly the same plant, and then we optimize construction and costs.
Any question? Yeah.
Okay, maybe I have one concerning your direct close competitor is, let's say, small nuclear power plants, small nuclear reactors, modular. And what do you think about the economy and safety if you replace this big one with 20 small ones? What do you think about it?
So we are not seeing SMR as competitors, because we are ourselves developing an SMR, New World. It's a 340 megawatt electric plant. So we see that SMR are meeting other needs, and they can answer to specific requests from some countries or customers. And we know that in the Czech Republic, and we are engaging to the SMR process as well with CEZ, we know that to replace some coal plants in some regions to produce heat, for example, it could be a better solution to provide an SMR. So they go together. They are complementary, large plants and SMR models. They are not meeting the same objectives, but considering the needs of the Czech Republic and as a whole, as the needs of the planet for decarbonization, you cannot achieve only with SMR the challenge of producing net zero or reaching net zero by 2050. So probably we will need a balance between both. And your country is a good example of committing to a large scale program and to be complemented by SMR. But Peter Zawoski can describe that better than me.
Any question? No. If not, so thank you very much for your speech.
Thank you for your attention.